Thank you, everyone. This is Gil Bash from Health Tech World, doing a segment today on something that's very, very important. Obviously, in the front pages, certainly the front pages of the business press, we're reading a lot about Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos, the trial, the speculation, who was right, who was wrong. Let's put that aside for a second, because what shouldn't be on trial is most certainly the public health imperative to access to great diagnostic care. We all know that great diagnostic care leads us to answers around heart disease, diabetes, cancer, other serious conditions. And yet, we shouldn't be speculating around the technology. We shouldn't be speculating around the role that consumers can play in their own health. What we should be exploring right now is, on the basis of what the conversation looks like with Theranos, what can be done? Can it be done? We have an expert with us today. It's a pleasure to welcome to Health Tech World, David Stein, CEO and founder of Babson Diagnostics. David is Dr. Stein is a longstanding executive in the diagnostics category. He's been a pioneer with Siemens Healthineers. He's worked with companies as a partner, as a collaborator, such as Roche Diagnostics, Becton Dickinson, other leading global companies on the field of consumer care diagnostics. David, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Health Tech World. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being prepared to answer some of our questions around Theranos, and most importantly, the possibilities that consumers can play in their own health.
Thank you, Gil. It's wonderful to be with you today.
Yeah. So I've got to stand up. We're all following this trial. It captivates us. Amazing board, amazing concept, and obviously a lot of speculation about the person who's really in the spotlight. I don't want to talk about that person right now. I actually want to talk about something that I think is a lot more important. We all agree that Theranos had a great idea. I think the real question for us is, can it be done? Can a drop of blood actually give us that much information? David, you've been on the forefront of looking at this. What's your response? What are your thoughts?
Sure. I mean, I've had the great opportunity and great pleasure to be in vitro diagnostics and broader diagnostics for about 20 years. This is something that when I first joined at the start of this century, people said, could you do broad panels from small volumes of blood? And that was always the goal that everybody was trying to attain. I spent a lot of time looking at point of care diagnostics, where you looked at a very narrow menu based on capillary samples or easy to collect samples. And then in about 2015, we started to say, has the technology evolved enough that you could do broad panels from small volumes of blood? I'm not saying one drop. I'm saying a few drops that are easy to collect. Could you truly do a broad panel? And what we saw was, it's possible, but you couldn't do it via point solutions. You couldn't do it just because you had a collection device or because you had some analytical technology. But you could do it if you totally reimagined the end-to-end process from collection to the way you automate the sample and make it easy for the person collecting to do the pre-analytics on a sample, to the way you maximize the clinical utility of the blood you collect. And then how do you scale the analytics so you get economies of scale and menu breadth? So in short, the answer is yes. From a small volume, easy to collect blood, you can do it, but only through taking a very rigorous science-first approach and reimagining the end-to-end process.
Now, David, you seem so clear that it's possible, it's doable. I know, looking at the science that you're championing, you are already demonstrating successful results in large numbers of people. So why did Theranos fail? What? Where did they go wrong? Can you analyze that from us from a clinical standpoint?
I will not claim to be an expert on what Theranos was doing, nor how they approached it. What I know is the way we're approaching it at Babson Diagnostics is, this is not we didn't just start yesterday. This is an idea that Eric Olson, who's the founder of Babson Diagnostics, and I started to incubate with inside of Siemens in 2015. We've had the great pleasure and just great opportunity of partnering with both Becton Dickinson and Siemens on this journey and really breaking down this problem from how do you collect a very reliable small sample of blood from somebody's finger? How do you automate all the pre-analytics around it? And then how do you scale the analytics so that you need small, you know, less blood to do broad menus? I think when we looked at back when Theranos was doing this, I think they tried to pull together discrete technologies to make this happen. And you can't do that because everything from end to end has to fit together so that you're not doing any cheat steps or doing any things that are not the gold standard approaches. And what I'm really proud of at Babson is if you look at the way the gold standard methods for how analytics is done for hematology, composite metabolic panel, immunoassays, lipids, that's what we're doing. We've just looked at how do you maximize the clinical utility of the blood you collect and how do you, on the analytics side, need less blood volume to do these broad panels. But there is no dilutions or cheats or anything like that. We're truly using the gold standard methods.
One of the things that we look at from a technology and public health standpoint when they come together is essential need. And could you frame, first of all, how important are these tests in terms of dealing with individuals' health en masse? That's one component of the question. The other aspect is, look, we're all in the system guilty of this a little bit. A doctor writes a prescription, tells us to go to a phlebotomist, to a diagnostic center, and we don't. 1 year later, we still haven't done it. What's the danger of that? So can you talk to us a little bit about the imperative, the importance, and the problem?
That's why we're doing it. I mean, I'm doing this largely, so hopefully people have a longer lifespan. And for me, it's really driven by the possibility of having one last conversation with a loved one because they've lived a little bit longer or they're healthier a little bit longer. So for me, this is a very deeply personal mission. Over 70% of all clinical decisions are informed or powered by diagnostic lab testing. But as you mentioned, a lot of people don't get it done. And what we've seen in this new economy is people want choice. They want convenience. They want to be empowered when it comes to their health journey. And that's one of our missions at Babson Diagnostics. We believe that people should have convenience and accessibility when it comes to their diagnostic blood testing without having to sacrifice quality or menu breadth or cost or any of these aspects. And the key thing here is with the rise of telemedicine, but even in the conventional way of going to your doctor, you have so much more of a fruitful conversation if you could sit with your doctor with your blood tests in front of you and say, how do they look? How could I improve them? What do I need to do? Because just by looking at somebody, you can't tell how healthy their biology is. It can be very deceptive, but a blood test gives you an incredible amount of information about your metabolic state, about other risk factors, so you can address them immediately. Because I can tell you, somebody who's pre-diabetic, you can take actions a lot easier than if you have diabetes already or other diseases. And that's the whole goal of everything we're doing here is make the information accessible so that your clinician could take action and you can treat it before it becomes a chronic disease. And the whole thing there is, you know, everybody wants a long life, but the most important thing is a long health span, that your life, your health, and you could really enjoy. And that's my mission. That's our mission at Babson is make diagnostic blood testing more accessible and convenient so people can take hold of their healthcare journey and be empowered when it comes to their health.
We're clearly seeing when we look at some of the take-home COVID-19 antigen assay-based testing, how simple it is for us as consumers to engage. You know, it's and correct me if I'm wrong, it's really high-tech technology made in a very simple consumer participatory way. So I think we're to your point, consumers want to be involved in this Amazon-like economy, which is, I just want to go in and get it done now simply. So talk to me a little bit about the process that you imagine, Theranos imagined, but you imagine that you're putting into practice, which is If I understand correctly, it's really point of care. I might be able to walk into my pharmacy and not just pick up shampoo or prescription. I might be able to actually take that diagnostic blood test that's been prescribed right there at the pharmacy. Is that correct?
Yes. So I think I'll talk a little bit about diagnostic process, but largely the Babson diagnostic process, but largely, yes. We think retail pharmacies, retail in general, is a great place to get diagnostic blood testing done. A lot of times pharmacies are placed where people are. It's in your daily workflow. You go when it's convenient, you walk by one, you drive by one, you could stop in and get it done. And COVID testing showed that that's the preferred way of getting testing done, actually. Most, at least in my area, most COVID testing was done by going to the pharmacy, quickly donating a sample, nasal swab for COVID testing usually, and then same day or next day getting your results. And that has been the Babson model. What retailers do great is engaging customers, bringing customers in, being a trusted medical service, but you don't want to run tests there because they don't want to stock reagents or have instruments inside. It doesn't make sense. So like what was showed during COVID to be very effective is the Babson approach is you would walk up to your pharmacy counter. You'd have a very simple way of them knowing that it's you and do what kind of samples they collect, either whole blood sample or serum sample, no HIPAA going back and forth, no payment going back and forth, very transactional. Within 5 to 7 minutes, a pharmacy tech, the customer care representative, not a phlebotomist, doesn't need to be the pharmacist, would very easily collect a sample from you using a device we're developing in concert with Becton Dickinson. For the pharmacy itself, for the retailer, that tube goes directly into a small device we leave behind, which automates all the pre-analytic processes, does everything when it comes to chain of custody, so they no longer have to worry about it. Once a day or multiple times a day, our couriers come, picks up samples, restock supplies, and bring those samples to our highly automated microsample labs where you get your results same day or next day. And our whole goal is to have a broad menu so that it covers what you do for your routine testing and what people would do to monitor and treat disease.
So I want to go back to the Theranos situation. Look, obviously nobody will know exactly what happened. The book has come out. The trial is happening. Countless newspaper articles are being written. You know, one of the core concerns I have, I'm sure you share as well, is the technology or the technological possibility being disadvantaged right now because people are looking at that N of one, you know, Theranos and saying they failed. Therefore, let's put a knee down on the category when there's so much public health need. What are you and others doing to overcome that skepticism?
The need for accessibility and convenience is proven. People want it. I think that's a no-brainer. When it comes to what we're doing different at Babson, it's always science first. So we made a very conscious effort to always lead with our science, always lead with data transparency, to have a scientific advisory board made up of luminaries in the industry, and be, again, lead with our science. I feel like my first 20 years was getting me to this point, so I'm ready to, with my team and with a broader group, tackle this problem and really bring it to market.
Let's take a look at the future for a second. Now, less than a handful of other companies are now entering the sector. I think for the sake of public health, that's a real benefit. The fact that people have not been threatened away, that Theranos actually maybe brought attention to the need as whet other investors' appetites. Babson clearly is a front runner. You have the right partners. You have the science behind you. You've published science. You're developing partnerships. It's all very, very exciting. What can you give me a sense of, without committing, a little crystal ball, when do you think we could see this in the market? And what are your next steps?
Sure. I mean, I won't give you a definitive timeline because we're in a regulated industry and that's something we take really serious. I can tell you that we have about a dozen people coming through our, either through with our retail partners or directly to our facilities a day when we're running clinical studies, we're constantly running clinical studies. Having been in diagnostics for 20 years, me, Eric, our head of clinical affairs, you need to be in the field testing real people, right? And that's what we constantly are doing. But between now and launch, which will be sooner than later, it's finalizing our clinical studies, getting our approvals, and with our retail partners, ensuring that when somebody walks into a retail space that they have an incredible customer experience, that the collection process is easy and very intuitive for all sides, and that people truly get their results same day or next day.
Dr. Stein, I want to thank you for joining us on Health Tech World. This is important. I'm glad to see that in the shadow of Theranos, that's an N of one, that you and your partnerships, amazing partnerships, I might add, that you mapped out that are supporting you, the technology, the science, the public health need are strong, are pressing forward by making this much more consumer friendly, by engaging the patient as a customer at the table of medicine. We have the best chance to use technology to benefit people. I want to thank you and the Babson Diagnostics community for doing your part. And hopefully at Health Tech World, we'll be sharing this information and doing ours. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Gil. It was really great.